Roland wanted to know if Joe had witnessed the passage of the Crimson King as that mad creature made his final pilgrimage to the Dark Tower. Joe said he had not, but that 6 months ago, there had been a terrible storm, a real boilermaker, that drove him down into a cellar. While he was there, the electric lights had failed, Jenny or no Jenny, and as he cowered in the dark, a sense had come to him that some terrible creature was close by, and that it might at any moment touch Joe's mind and follow his thoughts to where he was hiding. "You know what I felt like?" he asked them. Roland and Susanna shook their heads. Oi did the same in perfect imitation. "Snack food," Joe said. "Potential snack food."
This part of his story's true, Susanna thought. He may have changed it around a little, but basically it's true. And if she had any reason to think that, it was only because the idea of the Crimson King traveling in his own portable storm seemed horribly plausible.
"What did you do?" Roland asked.
"Went to sleep," he said. "It's a talent I've always had, like doing impressions, although I don't do famous voices in my act because they never go over out in the sticks. Not unless you're Rich Little, at least. Strange, but true. I can sleep pretty much on command, so that's what I did down in the cellar. When I woke up again, the lights were back on and whatever it was gone. I know about the Crimson King, of course. I see folks from time to time, still nomads like you three for the most part, and they talk about him. Usually they fork the sign of the evil eye and spit between their fingers when they do."
"You think that was him, huh? You think the Crimson King actually passed by Odd's Lane on his way to the tower?"
Then before they had a chance to answer, "Well, why not? Tower Road's the main thoroughfare, after all. It goes all the way there."
"You know it was him," Susanna thought. "What game are you playing, Joe?"